This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Friday morning from Borgata. Seltzer, can I call it a football Friday? They are back. Is it?
Let's do it. Why not?
50% football Friday.
Kind of football Friday.
Hey, they're in their training camp.
Football-ish Friday? How
about that? Football-ish Friday. So they've had a couple practices, which is a beautiful thing for the Birds and for us as fans. Look, we'll do a lot on the Eagles today, expectations for the season. We'll do a lot on the trade deadline, expectations for that, which is now in 6 days. Phil's in the Yankees in a few hours, tonight, obviously. The me and Jack thing is heating up as we get closer to tennis on Tuesday. We got a lot to do. Should be a fun show with you at 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello there, Joe.
Good morning, John. You're always full of such energy in the morning. Good morning.
Tennis was originally played
with bare hands. It's like a car started in the cold. I mean, get going. Hello.
Tennis was originally played with bare hands.
Wow.
The precursor to modern tennis was called jeu de paume, which means game of the palm.
Well, and Fritz probably would have been better at that than me, if you catch my drift.
This sport originated in 12th century France.
You see what I'm doing?
I didn't want to catch it. I wish I had not caught your drift on that one.
No, that's Fritz's. That's up his alley.
It was popular among monks, so maybe.
That makes sense. That jives.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's a pretty cool fact. Well, I'm looking forward to tennis on Tuesday. I'm looking forward to the Phils and Yanks, which is always, you get that little extra burst. You know, Phillies at Yankees, Phillies at Red Sox. It's always kind of cool. So, Phils, Yanks, we'll get to that as we move through the show. Let's start Birds. They've had a couple of practices. By the way, we'll have Elliot Sherparks on the show in about 2 hours to give us the training camp report so far, what he has noticed. We'll get into what we have noticed being there. But let's start overarching, as this season obviously has huge, high, big expectations. And, you know, I want to go back to a poll question and result we had a few days ago, because we put the following poll out a couple days ago. And the question was, have you ever felt, this is right before camp started, have you ever felt this confident about the Eagles heading into training camp? And 56% of people said no. They have never felt this confident, meaning this is the most confident they've ever been. Right now, this team, you know, July, about to turn to August, about to turn to September in a season, is the most confident 56% of Eagles fans have ever felt. And on many levels, it makes sense. They just won the Super Bowl, and they did so in a form and fashion they had never done before. They blew out a great team, the Kansas City Chiefs. So I get it. 44% of people said they have been more confident before or this confident. So to be clear, equal confident or more confident in the past. I'm in that group. Now, let me be clear. It's close. This is a great football team. I believe that. But I will tell you, there are elements of this football team that give me some cause for pause. And the team that I was most confident in my lifetime, in the July about to turn to August phase, would be the 04 Eagles. And I'm curious how this resonates with people, because, you know, there's five or six teams you can consider. There's the teams that, you know, generally we think about the teams that came off a championship or near it. 81 Eagles after 80. 03 Eagles after 02, 04 Eagles after 03, 05 Eagles after 04, 18 Eagles after 17. we were, you know, 23. I mean, they had just lost the Super Bowl in 22. We all thought they should have won and were the best team. So there have been, you know, six or seven times in the past where it's of a similar ilk. I'll tell you this, John, the reason why I lean toward at this stage in 04 over this one, I knew for sure that was a complete team, meaning offense, defense, special teams. I thought they were 3-for-3 going in, and I thought the year proved they were 3-for-3. Now, they didn't win the title, gave us a hell of a ride for 5 months, didn't win the title, lost to one I thought maybe the best Patriot team other than 07. Ironically, that team didn't win. But here's my point. Offense, defense, special teams, that team checked it. This team, I do think, checks offense, but I can't say in a prolific way, unless Jalen gets a little better in the passing game. Defense was exceptional last year, but they've lost a lot. Special teams, I don't know. Jake Elliott was a concern last year. Didn't really matter. They plowed through it. John, are you more confident with this squad, past squads? And, again, this goes to everyone at 215-592-9494. It's a way to – because, look, we all know we're pretty darn confident. But is it the most confident you've ever been? Let us know, John. What do you say?
I'm really first of all, I'm really tired of hearing Jalen needs to get a little bit better. Jalen needs to get more consistent.
Well, they weren't an A-plus offense.
At the end of the year, that no one in the world could beat them.
They weren't an A-plus offense. They weren't an A-plus passing offense, in your opinion. They were an A-plus offense.
They were not an A-plus offense.
This offense with consistency in the passing game is the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
As an all-time. And I'm disgusted by the fact that
you can be disgusted by anything you want. John, you called yesterday on the air on WIP, you referred to Jalen Hurts' season last year as, quote, uneven.
It was your word yesterday. Uneven.
Okay, so let's not act like the final season.
They had one of the best rushing attacks of all time.
I understand
that. Hold up. In the two most important games of the season, they scored more points than any team has ever scored in those two games.
I understand that, but there were also like 17 or 18 other games. I mean, I'm talking about a whole season.
But
and
he
John
commandeered
it
an offense that was as prolific as any I've ever seen. That is
you think they're better than the greatest show on turf? You think they're better than Kurt Warner and Marshall Faulk and Isaac Green? Well, they weren't.
I played against those guys. I played with
guys,
those guys.
Guys, they won last year because their defense was number one.
Joe, I was.
Their offense wasn't.
I played against that offense. I watched from the sideline. I did the same things that they did in that offense. I'm telling you. That offense last year was the most dominant thing anyone's ever seen.
Part of the reason they had the top defense
was because of that running game.
You guys are in such a revisionist world. Listen, James, was their defense
2,000 yards and took the last game
James,
off, dude?
James
that
Seltzer.
Wasn't an all-time great running game?
James
I'm
Seltzer.
Asking you, hold up, real quick.
Yes.
You answer my question first. Was it an all-time great running game?
Yes.
Right. What do you want to do most on offense if you can do it? If you can just run the ball down team's throats, isn't that the point of football? Like, if you can just
James, question for you, James. Because here's the deal. Now we're getting a whole different area than I thought we'd get into. But the revisionist history and people not keeping it real is stunning. James, I'm going to ask you a simple question. Just give me an answer. Which unit was better last year, the offense or defense?
probably the defense. But again, I think they were a lot closer.
James, it's embarrassing. You're embarrassing Temple by saying probably. Of course the defense was better. They were one of the great defenses of all time. Of course, keep it real,
man.
I think because of how good the defense was, you are not acknowledging how great the offense was.
Too.
We had a 2,000-yard rusher. You don't think that offense was one of the most prolific of all time?
No.
We had a 2,000-yard rusher, Joe.
It's because they didn't need to be, Joe. They ran it down teams' throats. Okay, I'm dead serious. I'm serious about this.
James,
when
they needed to, they put up 55 points
in the NFC Championship game. I think you're acting fool. I think this is nonsensical what you're talking about. They put up 40 in the Super Bowl. Like, I don't know what you're talking
about. James, there were all the other games they slogged through.
But, Joe.
They scored the most points.
What are you talking about?
I'm aware of that.
Like, it's on the ring. They had the, 145? 145?
In the games that mattered most. Have you ever heard of building
James,
up?
James, you know how embarrassing it is that you think the defense was probably better than the offense?
The defense was better than the offense, but I think
you should go talk to Spike and Jack with that opinion. Slap you around. Look, there's four people on this show, and there's one person talking the way you're talking, and three people talking the way we're talking.
James,
have you ever been more confident?
Internalize that.
James Seltzer, have you ever been more confident entering a season than this one?
I don't think so. Because it's tough. In 04, I was super confident. It's clearly between this year and 04. I was confident in 18, but not in the same way I am this year.
Carson thing was weird. You didn't know when he'd play.
I thought they would rally around him coming back. That was my hope. But it's not the same thing as just looking at these two rosters and how stacked they are. I think it's this year, though, because in 04, no matter how much that... I had confidence they would get to the Super Bowl in 04. I didn't have confidence they would win it. Obviously, I'd never seen them win it, but to your point...
Well, we hadn't even seen them get there. That Patriots team was a juggernaut team.
Yeah, they had already won two. Like, they were coming in. So, like, I didn't go into that year thinking, we're going to win the Super Bowl. I came into that year thinking, we're going to get to the Super Bowl. This year, because I just saw them do it, and I know how great this roster is and this difference. Team is, I come in thinking they're going to win the Super Bowl. So I do think it's this year.
Back in 2003, when I arrived here in March in Philadelphia, I was, or April, I think, beginning of the offseason, because I just signed as an unrestricted free agent.
Sure.
The moment I arrived, I was floored by the fact that everyone was saying Super Bowl. Everyone was saying, I walk into Wawa, everyone's yelling Super Bowl. I sit down at a table at a restaurant and everyone is yelling Super Bowl, but it wasn't, you guys are going to go win the whole thing. I know this is the year you guys will get there. Yeah. I know this is, and I'm thinking, man, I just played in the Super Bowl with the Oakland Raiders. I'm not as confident as everyone else seems to be that my new Eagles team is going to get there.
Because you knew how hard it was, right?
Because I did. I had just been through that. And the year before I went to the Super Bowl, we had the Tuck Rule game.
Right.
And the year before that, Tony Siragusa broke Rich Gannon's collarbone in the end zone in the second quarter of the AFC Championship game. So that team got completely discounted as well. That team should have been a Super Bowl champion, in my mind. And the team that got completely robbed with the Tuck Rule should have been a Super Bowl champion, in my mind. The one year we went as an Oakland Raider, we're playing against my old coach, the guy who knows exactly what the language of the offense is.
No, I get it. So it's hard. Look.
So the circumstance that comes into play here is almost impossible to predict. It's crazy to think about.
I'll tell you this, Sean. I actually think a large part of what you're saying there is part of why I lean at this stage back in the summer of 04 with that team than this team, because knowing how hard it can be to get there or win, and that the Eagles just did, like, what are the chances they do it again? Now, they could. I'm not saying they can't.
I think they're great. I think the chances are great. And I think, again, back then in 03, we're all cheering the chances of getting there. The times have changed. We now cheer the chances of dominating the league. We cheer the chances of what we did last year, which was we took over the world of football in the postseason.
Like, it was not, it was a laugher. It was not even close. I do not expect it to look that way again.
No, I don't either.
But yeah. I do expect that this team, this organization, they have everything it takes, and they are planning
to do that again.
Not just get there, but win it again.
They're in a great spot. There is no question about that. Well, look, we'll ask you at 215-592-9494, have you ever felt this confident? I'll tell you, when you brought in and out to Philadelphia Sports, I might say like the 09 Phillies. I'm just going a little further in a little different direction. I'd say I was more confident in the 09 Phillies than this crew, maybe in part because football injuries are tough. But look, 04 was great. 05, I felt pretty good going in until the T.O. stuff. This one, you feel great going in. I mean, there's a lot to it. Where do you stand on it? 215-592-9494. Just off and rolling. By the way, Spike, Ike, and Jack, they continue to yap their holes.
More? We'll talk there was more?
Oh, James. I mean, it's at least you and I are aligned on that, James. I love you, buddy. by the way, reaction on what do you guys make of James saying they were an A-plus offense last year? Is he
actually
right?
Richie said that. I just think I think you're underrating what a great offense they were. I think you're underrating it.
What do you guys make of it all? It's going to be a fun show. We'll talk about the Hulkster. We got a lot to do today from Borgata on 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.